17-8 on a Friday morning. The Women's Asian Cup kicks off tonight. The Mighty Matildas take on Indonesia. And who better to talk about that than Amy Chapman herself, a former Matilda, and will be a big part of the Channel 10 coverage of the Women's Asian Cup. And she joins us on the line. Amy, good morning.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you. Great to have you with us. Very excited to kick off this the tournament tonight. What do you feel when the Matildas go out there in a big tournament like this?
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I think there's been a lot of question marks on some of the friendlies they've had over the last 18 months, but they do tend to turn it on in tournament mode, and I think they'll do it again this time.
So in the groups that we've got, and the group that we're drawn in, we've got Indonesia, Philippines and Thailand. We play Indonesia tonight. In terms of, and we always talk about this when it comes to world football, a group of death. Is it a group of death?
No, it is not a group of death. If you had to look at all three, it's probably middle pack. But given that there's some of these countries are the first time they've ever been in this kind of tournament, the tournament will get tougher and tougher as it goes on. And as Australia gets out of this pool stage to the next one, they'll meet fierce rivals. The stage is set to meet the fierce rivals of Japan in the final game. So I think, for me, I hope that plays out, and I think it will. But, it's an interesting mix. I think Thailand will be the toughest match of this pool. But I also think that these kind of teams can change a lot in 2 to 4 years. A little bit of investment goes a long way.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, actually. And just on the Matildas, I mean, the Olympic campaign didn't perhaps go to plan, or as they would have liked, didn't end up with the medal. So they would have been disappointed with that. Is this a chance to redeem, or is this a building block towards the Women's World Cup?
Bit of both, to be honest. They felt like they fell just short and probably deserved more in the Olympics. They've tried a lot of different things. They're looking for some defenders in these friendlies throughout. Mm. And they do have a bit of pressure on their shoulders to perform here. They're ranked, I think, second highest in Asian team in the world ranking. So, but that's sort of, you take that with a grain of salt, because performance mode is all that matters, and they'll be wanting to take this off Japan. Japan's beaten them both in the last two Asian Cup tournaments. Yes, the Matildas have already qualified, obviously, as host of the Women's World Cup. So there's a lot on the line for whole different reasons for different countries, but certainly the trophy is what the Matildas are chasing.
Amy, what are you liking from what you're seeing from the Matildas at the moment?
I think from what I'm hearing, that there's a really good positive morale amongst the camp. They've had a lot of injuries and a lot of sort of COVID precautions and not able to have a full squad. So for the first time, we will see a full squad. Aside from those, I think there's Chloe Legazzo has a ACL, so she won't return until the World Cup. But there's also a really good mixture of youngsters coming out of the Women's A-League here as well. So there's a handful of those who've managed to take the step up. And against the likes of Indonesia, these attackers and strikers will get a lot of ball and a lot of opportunity to score their first goal, potentially, for the Matildas.
And the coach, Tony Gustafsson, has been in the chair for a little while now. There was some criticism leading up to the Olympics and through that, I suppose, about a defensive problem that he hasn't been able to fix. Is that the biggest challenge that they face moving towards this tournament and, of course, the Women's World Cup?
Yeah, definitely. We are in a bit of a golden generation with the Matildas right now, and you need a contingency plan, essentially, because we've got plenty enough to get us to the home World Cup next year. But what happens next after that? And I think that defensive role and maybe even that holding midfield role, there's not a lot of youth coming through in those positions, plenty of attacking talent. But the more we see the Matildas playing, the more we're going to have players come through who are looking and keen to make that step up. So, yeah, Tony's had, you know, a fair bit of pressure on him, but he's always said, judge me in tournament. So we will do just that.
we will absolutely do just that, Tony. Don't you worry about that. And just from a playing perspective, in tournaments like this, often we find players, or one or two players, jump up and announce themselves to the world. We've, as you said, it's a bit of a golden generation, so we've got some established names. But who are you looking forward to seeing really blossoming through this campaign?
Yeah, well, there's two youngsters that have really stepped up from the Women's A-League here. So that's Holly McNamara from Melbourne City and Courtney Vine from Sydney FC. Both of them in incredible form right now. And I love it when players are picked on form and not reputation and not what they might be. These two players are playing really well. And when you're coming up against probably lesser teams in these early rounds, I hope they get an opportunity. And they've got some world-class skill, but it's just, can they take it to that next level? Is going to be the question. So I'm excited to see them. And, of course, the game on Monday is against the Philippines, which is the former Matildas coach, Alan Stajic, has stepped up to try and bring them up another level as well. So that'll be a fascinating story as well.
Yeah, well, actually, we spoke to Al, must have been just before Christmas.
Yeah, not that long ago.
Not that long ago, about that position and how excited he was to be back in international football in the women's game and the challenge that he faced, but also the opportunity that he's got to grow. Because as you said before, investment is coming in these regions and they are going to get better really, really fast. So would you expect under his tutelage that they could accelerate pretty quick?
Oh, absolutely. I don't know in the small time frame that he's had whether they'll be able to do a huge amount this tournament, but I mentioned this before, a little bit of investment in the right people, in the right platforms and resources in these countries goes a huge, huge way. So we've got the likes of Iran in here, India for the first time, their hosts. A little bit sad that they're not allowed to have some crowds because that would have really shown the state of, you know, the opportunity of women's football in India as well. So there's some fascinating side stories going on. And there's no better coach out there who's proven that they can coach women's football than Alan Stajic. So a great investment from the Philippines to bring him in.
Well, there's a lot to look forward to. The Australians in action tonight against Indonesia, 9 p.m. Check your local guides. Oh, sorry, 8:30 p.m. Check your local guides. Available live and free on 10 and 10 Play On Demand. So easy access to the Matildas campaign in the Women's Asian Cup. And then Monday to back that up against the Philippines, and then a couple of days after that on Friday, we take Thailand on in the pool stage of the Women's Asian Cup. So we're looking forward to seeing it all unfold. Amy, we appreciate your insight. Look forward to seeing you on the coverage on 10.
Thanks, team.